this is Julie, and welcome to Crumping the Devil. Okay. First off, this is not an episode for people who are squeamish about foul language. This is often referred to by people as the Cussin' Granny episode. And now, this was inspired by, I have a lot of really cool elder friends. And this is sort of a composite of several of them. But, you know, one of them particularly, who I believe has passed away since then, was the inspiration for Maggie, who I mostly only knew through correspondence on the internet. And she's the type of person who, she one day emailed me and said, "You may not hear from me for a couple of days because I've just come back from chemo and I'm feeling really wonky, so I'm going to rest." And I wrote back and I said, "Hey, can I just say, you know, you have my sympathy and we'll take it as read for any future instances." And she wrote back, all in caps, "If you say that you feel sorry for me, I shall fly to Seattle and kick your fucking ass." And I wrote back to her and said, "Just because I said you have my..." And I wrote back to her and said, "Saying you have my sympathy doesn't mean I feel sorry for you. It means I give a shit." All in caps. And I think that's why we got along. You know, she's kick-ass and a lot of fun. So, you know, it's in her memory now, I believe, instead of just inspired by her. She loved the script. I don't think she ever got a chance to listen to the episode. But but this character is kick-ass. I've had so many people ask me if I bring Maggie back. Now, Maggie does make a tiny little bizarre cameo in a goofy April Fool's episode I did called Fool Me Once, which comes up much later on down the line. It's kind of a frightening episode, and I can't explain it yet. I'll have to get there when I get there. It's a short episode. But mostly this is Maggie's part. A couple interesting things about this episode. This was the first time I worked with Jack Kincaid, who plays the devil. He is also a producer of shows. He at the time was producing and putting out his audiobook novel, Hodes Grim, which I really enjoyed. At the time I was listening to it and I was like, oh my gosh, that narrator voice, that is exactly what I want for the devil. And I wrote to him. I'm like, hey, this is much like when I wrote to Michael Coleman and went, hey, back for the Xmas trilogy. And I said, hey, I want your voice for the devil. Will you come play my devil? And he goes, what? Because he didn't even realize there was audio dramas out here. He was, you know, like I said, he was doing an audio book. And he did. He did such a great job. So much fun. And then he got the bug. So now he has produced his show, Edict Zero, which has been coming out, I believe, here on M Radio at some point. And I'm in that. He actually wrote me a role, I believe. The character's name is Jules, or Julie, so... gosh, I wonder if that's a hint. when he first told me about it, I'm like, is this a hint that you want me to play this character? He's like, kind of. So that was just, it's great. I feel like it's cool when I can be like a really bad influence on people. One thing that Maggie proved to me is that somebody pointed out to me many years ago that to be truly foul-mouthed, you can't just use bad words. You have to use bad ideas. And, I mean, you have to use really nasty concepts, too. And that I used in here pretty heavily for her. So, yeah, she doesn't just say filth, flarn, filth, flarn, filth. Yeah, okay. So I never said filth, flarn, filth. Instead, you know, she's also saying things like... like the Pekingese joke and the Sir Elton John joke. it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this episode. It was so much fun to put together. But also, when I was speaking to my friend my email friend, she did point out that she insisted that there be some pathos in the story too, that it not be all fun and games. And I had already planned it, but really that's one reason for the piss monologue, which of all things I wrote at a lunch break at a old time radio event. I had my laptop with me and it was lunch break, and I went and sat out. It was August, it was really nice weather, maybe it was April, anyway, it was something like that, something with an A. Sat out on this grass watching kids swimming. It must have been later in the year, it can't be April in Seattle, and have kids swimming in a water. It was a beach, it wasn't quite a beach, but it was a lake, I think. And I'm sitting here watching that as I'm writing this incredibly moving speech. It was just the weirdest disconjunction of ideas that... It really struck me. Anyway, so enjoy.